Hello, I am absolutely happy to introduce you to my show, Scala Love, a podcast about Scala programming language and its community. First of all, about me. My name is Oli, and I'm a Scala developer. In particular, I'm a functional Scala developer. I've recently joined the consulting company 47 Degrees as a solutions architect. We help companies around the world to use Scala and functional programming for the greater good. So why did I decide to start a podcast? Well, it's quite simple. I'm hosting one podcast already. It is called Scala Las. It's an engineering podcast about Scala in Russian. It is something I really enjoy and love to do. Over the past year, I've been receiving a lot of positive feedback on Scala Las, which has been very encouraging. Thank you, everyone who listens to it. However, not everyone speaks Russian. Hi, comrades! So we're quite limited with who can be our guests and who can listen to us. With Scala Love, I hope to build a connection between my interesting guests and you, my awesome audience, on a more personal level, because hearing someone speak is no doubt more personal than reading words on a screen. With this kind of connection, I hope to gain your trust and bring to your attention lots of good initiatives like open source projects, meetups, blog posts that we have in our community and spread the word about them. And do not worry about knowledge requirements, please. I can imagine that there would be topics that require you to know some Scala, type theory, or functional programming. I'll try to provide resources to help you to learn it. I need to learn it too, by the way. Where can you find me? If you are around Seattle, please come to my functional programming meetup in Bellevue, Funk or Fancy, or to Scala at the Sea meetup hosted by 47 Degrees. Please check out the scala.love website. You can also email me at oli@scala.love or subscribe to scala_love on Twitter. Peace and love to everyone. Enjoy these sneak peeks of forthcoming episodes. Thank you.
So you get into category theory. And then things get completely crazy, and now you absolutely want to share that with everybody.
Well, first off, I always tell people, don't let anyone tell you that you can't do something. I love all developers, regardless of what programming language they use or what paradigm they use. At the end of the day, as a business person, I respect anyone who can ship working code.
The programmer gets a vague specification and then fills in something and says, hey, is this what you meant? And then usually the answer is no.
Kind of the same in the sense of, like, you know, music is a lot about patterns, and functional programming is a lot about identifying patterns.
A compiler is kind of an artificial intelligence. I mean, it's kind of a dumb artificial intelligence. I mean, it's strictly like a deduction machine.
The first time you are presented with the concept of functor or monad, it can be very challenging to grasp the new concept. And so we developed another very powerful tool to understand new abstraction. And this tool is metaphors.
It'll be like a clippy that pops up and says, it looks like you're writing in a junction. Would you like me to find the left adjoint functor to this thing that you're writing?
I'm excited. I'm excited to write functional pro, put on my headphones, listen to my EDM, drink my coffee, and write some good functional code.